Okay, we're starting. We're moving on. We're in Siman Kuf Samech Zayin. We read the Mechaber and Ramah. Moving on from page 123 to 124, Sif Aleph. And now we'll make others go back and discuss it a little bit. We discussed over here that you're supposed to cut the bread in the best place, that the bread is the most yummiest. Why? That's covered a bracha. You want to eat from the piece, going to be the best place. That's the best place to eat from for the bracha. Furthermore, we discussed, just mentioned yesterday, that within this Mechaber Amo, we see that there's this tension. We have this tension between the fact, on one hand, we want to make the bracha on a shalim. Okay, it's supposed to be wholesome, and therefore we want to make the bracha on the shalim. But at the same time, if we want to make the bracha on the shalim, and then we have to start searching for the place that's the yummiest part, it's going to end up being a hefsek. It's going to be a hefsek by the time we make a bracha. Till we find the yummiest part and then start cutting, there's going to be too much of a hefsek. We don't want to make such a big separation between the time we made the bracha and the time we're going to eat the bread. So what did we say today? We said over there, we're supposed to take a little bit of a slice and slice into the bread to mark the spot where you're going to want to eat from the challah. Make the bracha first. So you first make that little slice. Make the bracha. And then you're ready to eat, and you just cut into that place. You cut into the place where you're the place that you already marked the spot, and therefore you're not going to have this type of hefsek. That's what we discussed before, and that solves this tension between shalim. It'll still be shalim because you're not going to cut it completely. Okay, we said the shear is that if you cut into it just a little bit, so much so, if you pick up the smaller side, the challah won't fall apart. It's not going to break into two, and therefore it's still. So therefore, what comes up to be is that the Ramah then comes and says, though b'Shabbos lo yachtoch b'kikar ad achar bracha deishia kikaros shlemos. But in Shabbos, you shouldn't do this, even though it is really not. It really is considered still shalim. Because at the end of the day, and we said that it's still considered shalim, so long as you pick it up, it's not going to fall apart. Nevertheless, because Shabbos, you also have the principle. Also, you want to make a bracha on a shalim, and also because of the principle of lechem mishnah, you're supposed to do it on two shlemos. To get the idea of the man and other reasons why we do lechem mishnah. Therefore, he says not to make this cut into the challah on Shabbos. And this is also reflected on by the Mishnah Berurah. And Sifkat and Yud, the Mishnah Berurah also says this. We'll look inside in Sifkat and Yud. The Yantav Neishat Tzarech Levarach Lechem Mishnah. Chayshin and Shemati Shabbat Kulu Kodon Bracha. We're afraid that it's might going to break apart before you make the bracha. Or Al Kopani Shemi Yachta Kokach Baomek Shiochad Bruzal Yelai Kikarmo. We're afraid you're going to cut too much. Vavi Kaparus Legamri. And we need lechem mishnah on Shabbos. We need two whole breads on Shabbos. The Al Kain says the Mishnah. The bottom line, very important. Tov yote shelo yachtuch chlal. On Shabbos, don't cut at all, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, and this seems to be clear cut the psak of the Mishnah Berurah over here. The problem is that the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Reish Ayin Dalad Sivkot and Hey, once again, Reish Ayin Dalad Sivkot and Hey, if you look over there, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be Soser himself. He contradicts himself over there. The Mishnah Berurah says that is, if you see some people do it on Shabbos, they'll make a little tiny slice in the bread. If you didn't know why they're doing it, it's because of this halacha. Okay, they mark it off a tiny little bit, and then they make their amotzi, and then they'll go ahead and cut the challah. Most people don't really know why they're doing it. They just saw their father do it, or someone else do it, and therefore they do it also. Because they don't end up cutting in that spot where they make that little cut, usually. But, so we have the steer in the Mishnah Berurah. What are we going to do? L'maisa, both in the Sefer Zosa Bracha, on page 15, and Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Neman Sal Shlita told me also that on Shabbos it's not kedai to make the cut. We'll go like the psak over here in Hilchos Petzias Apasat Tzleinu. Don't make the cut on Shabbos. Why? Because in the end of the day, we said before that our bread is really cooked all the way around. In most places, it's all the same. Really the yummiest part most of the time. It's pretty, really evenly baked. So that's number one. Number two is what happens if you make this little tiny slice. What's the whole point? He said the whole point is in order to make it so we don't make the separation between the bracha and eating the bread. We don't want to have this hefsek. But lemaisa, what happens if you make only a little small cut? You're going to make a motzi, and then you're going to start looking for the little cut. You're not going to find it, and therefore it's going to cause a greater hefsek. So, yatsa scharo b'hefsedo, better just leave it alone, and not make this cut on Shabbos, and that would be halach lemaisa. During the week, it would be, during the week, the best thing is to mark that spot, cut a little bit into it, and then break the bread from that spot if you can. One more thing is, even during the week, and for sure on Shabbos, anyways, you said not, you don't have to follow this din, is the Bir Alach. The Bir Alach on the bottom of page 123, it says, V'tzarech lachtoch ma'at. He says, L'fiza pashet, de'heche sholiyah shiyash b'shivra sa'achar bracha. In a case where there wouldn't be such waiting the time after the bracha, k'gom b'kikar katon v'dak. Like if you have a small little lachmaniyah, you have a small little piece of whole bread, you have a roll or a bagel, Ein tzarech lachtoch klal kodem achila. There's no reason to make the slice beforehand, because over there, what's going to do? You're going to take a bite into it, or you're just going to break it with your hands. You're not going to be looking for that part because it's all evenly baked. And when you're dealing with a little roll, therefore, the mice, if you're using it with small challah rolls or anything that is a small roll, you don't even have to worry about this din at all, about cutting into it at all, and that would be also halacha lemaisa. Okay, so that is what's going on over here in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Aleph. Just one more thing, we mentioned also that when you break your bread, when you cut into your bread, you're not supposed to do too small of a cut, because then you look like a stingy person. And if you do too big of a cut, it looks like you're a glutton, looks like you're just a slob. Okay? And therefore, well, so what is the shear? So Mishnah Berurah, see, Kadin Ches, he says Ketana, it shouldn't be too small. What's too small? Hainu Ketana Mekazais. You shouldn't do it smaller than a Kazais. Okay? So Kazais, it's not that big. What did it say? Two-thirds of a slice of slice of bread? Something like that. Half of a slice of bread. That's about what the shear of Kazais is. Okay? Okay, and you shouldn't do more than a kibetza, which is about double that share. Fine. Let's move on to Sif Beis over here on page 124. Yivarech hamotzi lechem min haaretz. So this is actually a machlokes in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Ches. It's a machlokes. Do you say hamotzi or just motzi lechem min haaretz? Lemais, the Gemara over there passes, like we say over here in Shulchan Aruch, without getting into why. Over there, you say yivarech hamotzi lechem min haaretz with a hay, and that's how everyone makes the bracha of on bread. So this is a very interesting Ramah. The Ramah says over here, if there's many people there, or at least one person is going to be answering Amin, they should have their kavana. They should have kavana, just like any other bracha. When you're being yotzi a bracha from someone else, you have to have kavana to hear the bracha, and to be kavana to be yotzi the bracha. V'yanu amen, and then you should answer amen. Even though we hold, as the Mishnah Berurah points out over here, that you're still yotzing, even if you did not answer amen, okay, amen makes it better. It makes it shomei kavanah ki'ilu that you made the bracha yourself, but it's not ma'akev. It's not going to be ma'akev. Then you will still be yotzi even if you didn't answer amen. But you should say amen. And you should have kavanah for the bracha. But the chiddush is the last part of this ramah. If you didn't notice, what does the ramah say? Hadamim varich yichavin la'amen sha'amrin. Amen. Ramah says, not only does, let's say, Reuven is being motze Shimon in the bracha, Reuven's going to say the bracha, so Shimon has to have kavanah be yotze Reuven's bracha. For sure, Reuven has to have kavanah to be motze Shimon in his bracha. But the chiddush over here is when Shimon answers amen, Reuven has to have kavanah to be yotze Shimon's amen. Most people don't know this. Most people have never heard of such a concept. We know we have to listen to the bracha and answer amen, but we don't know that the person making the bracha has to listen to the amen and be yotze the amen that Shimon is saying. Why is this? It says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf, Da'anias amen gam kein michlal brachi. The answering of amen is part and parcel of the bracha. The afal gabtu berach var ba'atzel, even though he already made the bracha himself, mikol mako. By him saying amen, his bracha is even greater. So therefore, you should answer amen to make his bracha greater is by him having kavanah to be yotze the amen. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah passes. Just one thing is, the Mishnah Berurah does say v'ayin v'ber alocha. I'm not going to read the ber alocha inside. We look in the ber alocha, and the ber alocha leaves tzarech in on this, that he says this is not clear. It sounds like this from a Yerushalmi. The Ur Zaruah is one of the Gedolei Rishonim. Paskins like the way the Ramah passes over here, but he says no other posik brings us down. Okay? And therefore he says it could be that there was really a different understanding in the Yerushalmi, and that's probably why most people don't know this halacha, because they go after this bear halacha, and they say you don't have to kavanah biyotze an amin. But lemaitza, we do see it's brought down in the Achronim, and it is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah over here, that one should do it, and you're not losing on anything. So when you make a bracha and someone's going to answer amen, you should have kavanah to listen to the amen that the other person is saying, because you're not going to be masking anything. It's a good thing also to do. Okay, so that's what comes out of here. And the last thing over here in Sif Beis says Yitin Revach Bein Lechem Ubein Min. You should have a pause between the word Lechem and Min, because there also is Lechem Min. It sounds like one word, and you're going to swallow it up like many other places in Lachan Davening. Where we want to put a psik, like in Shema, we have a lot of places where you put a psik. We put a stop in between two words that have the end with the same letter and start with the same letter, two words one after another, because it sounds like you're going to swallow them up together and it's going to sound like one word. So make sure you pause in order to pronounce it correctly. And the last thing over here is, in Sif Gimel, says, Ein levarich kodem sheyitvos alechem. One should not make the bracha until he's holding onto the bread. You don't make the bracha and then grab onto the bread. The reason being, and Mr. Burrow says, in Sif Kodem Kabez, She'ein mevarchan al mitzvah el tzomach las yesan. You only make the brach on a mitzvah right before you're going to do it. Same thing by berachas hananin over here. Ka mitzvah yad la sosav lo kodem lachin. When the mitzvah is in your hand to do him, and you don't know it before. Because it's called what the Gemara says, over las yesan. You do the bracha over las yesan. You make the bracha and then you do the mitzvah. Okay, not over to over. You don't do it before you're ready to do the mitzvah. Ubediyavid though, in Berach Vachach Nitlobiyado. It was in front of you, you didn't grab it in your hands, you made the bracha. And then you grabbed in hands, Gan Kane ain't Sarah Lassi Lavarch, you don't have to go back and make the bracha again. That is the Maisa, so you should have it in your hands and make the bracha ready to go ahead and eat it right away after make the bracha Adkan for today. Continue tomorrow.